We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Rolling.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. This would be the Wednesday edition. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily is here.
Hi.
There's Slow Joe.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we're going to talk about some other stuff here in a couple of minutes, but take a listen to who we had on today in case you missed it on the show. Every morning, 8:10, Share Your Salary, Union Labor Zane.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that family law attorney Laura is making $146,000 a year. Boom. Okay. On the phone with us this morning is Zane, who lives in Lake Stevens. Good morning, Zane. How are you?
Good. You guys?
Oh, man, we're great. We're hanging in there. We're all going to get through this thing together, and we appreciate you taking the time in this very confusing age to call in for Share Your Salary and tell us what you do and how much you make doing it. Zane, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so Zane is a union laborer. Okay. So we're going to put a minute on the clock, Zane. We're going to ask you a lot of questions, try to figure out exactly what you do every day. Then we'll play a three-minute song. We'll all, you know, take a moment. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary, Zane. Does that sound okay with you?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Emily, you ready?
Yes.
Fire away.
So what does a laborer do?
Anything and everything.
Okay, well, what's the most common type of labor you do, Zane?
So right now I'm working in the gas field.
Okay, so it's not just on construction sites?
No, it's construction sites. It's pretty much anything that's government funded or high priority.
What part of your body usually hurts the most?
My back.
How long have you been doing this?
About 4 years.
Do you wear one of those back support thingies?
No.
Did you have to have any training to do this?
Not necessarily, no.
Lowe's or Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Are you paid hourly or salary?
Hourly.
What's your least favorite kind of labor to do?
Placing concrete.
How long do you usually spend at one place before you switch projects?
About 6 months.
Has the coronavirus affected your work?
No.
Are you?
I'm sorry, Emily. That's
out?
All the time we have. There he is, Zane in Lake Stevens, the union laborer. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out here, help me out. More to the point, I always use one of your texts as my guess. Text in what you think Zane is making to 46150. Put your name and where you live on it so I can give you some love on the radio. And we're all going to find out if you can hang out for 3 minutes right after this song. Zane is going to tell you how much he makes. He's going to share his salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Zane. He lives in Lake Stevens, and he is a union laborer. What else did we just learn, Emily?
He's been doing this 4 years, and you don't really need any training. He does anything and everything. Right now, he's working on a gas field, but he could do construction, basically any government-funded project, it sounds like. His favorite store is Home Depot over Lowe's, and coronavirus has not affected his job.
And don't forget, his back hurts.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I got to go first. I'm going to use my text here from Stephanie, who lives in Snohomish, was nice enough to take the time. She said 45, although it seems a little bit low because he's union, and he's working in a high-risk gas field. But anyway, I'm going to use her text. Stephanie, I appreciate you. 45.
Okay, well, I am now second guessing my guess, but I'm just going to stick with it. Because you're a union and you're working on government stuff, I'm going to go 110.
Whoa. Oh! What, you out of your head? Oh. His back hurts.
You never know.
Slow Joe.
80,000.
All right. So we have guesses all over the place. Zane must be laughing. 45, 80, and 110. I mean, it's anybody's ball game right now. So, Zane, let's end the guesswork and find out, because this is truly mystifying on the brain. How much money, Zane, are you making every year as a union laborer? Everybody wants to know. It's time to share your salary, brother.
Well, the last 2 years, I've averaged 94.
Yeah! Look at that. You two are going to have to do math for the winner.
Yeah, what did you
say? So it's 14 away.
Yes.
Slow Joe gets the win.
Yes.
Man, Zane, that's fantastic. Is that because what you do is kind of high risk, or is it the union?
That's just union. If I worked no overtime, it would be about $68,000. But with all the overtime, it averages about 94. I can make up to about 130.
So you get back what you put in. I mean, you could work your tail off if you wanted to.
Yes.
Attaboy. It sounds like you're a hardworking guy, Zane.
Yep, it's the original four-year college.
Hey, there it is, man. All right, Zane. Well, listen, we do appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing your salary, for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack, and you stay safe, okay?
Yes, sir. You guys too.
You wear that hard hat. When they tell you to wear that hard hat, you wear that hard hat.
All PPE.
What is that?
Personal protective equipment.
Love it, Zane. All right, listen, thanks so much, Zane. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too.
Listen to your friend Billy Zane. He's a cool guy. You know how bad I wanted to say that the whole time, but like, I dropped a movie quote today, and you know, of course Emily doesn't get it.
I've seen
it's a guy movie.
I even own Step Brothers.
You don't remember the scene when they become best friends? It's only the most iconic scene of the whole movie.
Did we just become best friends? I remember that quote.
Do you remember him with the samurai sword he signed with Jared from Subway?
Oh yeah.
Or was it Randy Jackson from American Idol?
It was. It was not the Subway guy.
Subway was. I was like, okay. If there was the Jared from Subway part of the movie, that they probably like
was
got
it Randy Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Might have been Randy Jackson. If so, then I misquoted, which is one of the biggest grievances
with like a creepy super fall from
but
grace.
But he wasn't Randy that Jackson. When the movie came. So it was Randy Jackson.
That's why I was like, wait.
Well, no wonder
it
fell on
Jeff
Ears. But you did forget about the samurai sword entirely, though, because he said, "Check this out." That was the first thing they had: night vision goggles, samurai.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you like guacamole? So much blood.
The main thing I remember about that movie is the bunk beds.
Yes, which is the same scene.
So many room for activities.
Yeah. What about the testicles on the drum kit?
Stop, no.
That was too far.
Oh, okay,
that was that one part where we're like, whoa.
Okay.
So this has been on my mind, and it has nothing to do with coronavirus.
Hold on, let's go back to the first quote. What was that? The Zane one.
Oh, that is from Zoolander.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so right before the dance off with David Bowie.
I knew it was a...
listen to your friend Billy Zane.
That actor.
Yeah, the actor Billy Zane.
Yeah,
Ben Stiller.
I knew that, but I couldn't tell you what...
There was a couple of great cameos in that movie, but that was one of them. Billy Zane at the party. Oh, like, hey, what's up? Hansel. So hot.
Sorry about that.
Hansel. So, the thing that... I even asked Emily about it today. It's just like the Tom Brady thing. Like, is so crazy to me. And I know, like, we have bigger problems and nobody really cares. And I was thinking to myself, you know, all this is probably happening. I'm sure his PR people are like, dude, it's a great time to announce it, because it would be, it's a big story, but it would be so much bigger if the world weren't consumed with a deadly virus attacking everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. Like, why? What theories? Well, what have you read? Tom Brady's going to leave after 20 years. He's going to play for 2 or 3 more years.
Right.
He's going to make $30 million in Tampa Bay. Which, that's a lot of money, I get.
Sure.
But why? Wouldn't you want, like, if you're Tom Brady, you don't need the money. Why wouldn't you just want to stay? Like, clearly.
Or retire.
Well.
As a Patriot. Like,
if
they don't want you, be like, okay, I'm done.
Some of the debate, they definitely want him. And even Robert Kraft came out and said, like, I'd have done whatever it took to keep him.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Robert Kraft, like, I've seen interviews, he seems like a very sincere, caring guy. Like, oh, you know what I watched? That Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Yeah.
He's like, I really liked him as a human being.
Right.
Like, I felt terrible for him.
Oh, supposedly one of the best owners to work for. And he likes massage parlors.
Because,
so he's human.
Okay, he's human. But I'm saying, but he was always like, hey, I don't run the team.
Right.
I just own the team. Big difference.
I think the theory that carries the most weight right now is it's a Belichick issue, and while they had a lot of success together, you know, I think he won 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah,
he was
they
went
9 times.
A huge nightmare to work with, and everybody says that about Belichick.
Do you think it's a little bit of an ego too on Brady's part to say, Because, you know, there is the debate. Was it Brady? Was it Belichick? Like, was it just them together to say, all right, sure, I don't need you. I'll show you. I'll go to another team and do the same thing. It is me.
You know, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in him winning a Super Bowl anywhere else, but I'm sure there's something to that. But if it's a hostile or an even somewhat miserable work environment, like, you know, after 20 years and six rings, like, you
why
know.
Why not retire, though?
Because he can go make more money sitting on the beach in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Well, I get the desire to play and the competitive edge, and he's still great, but last season kind of already proved that it's more than Tom Brady, because he was there and they weren't that. I mean, they were still good, but they weren't what we expect. Yeah. He didn't have anybody to throw the ball to.
I think he just wants to continue to make $30 million a year, but do it somewhere where he doesn't have to deal with Belichick.
I would just think at that point, you would say, if it wasn't something like that that was pissing him off, be like, you know, I've been here for a long time. I'm just going to stay for the last couple of years, sign a contract. I'm going to make less money, but maybe I'll give a little more to my teammates. Or you just, I don't know. Yeah. I just, you know, you see all those things like the Joe Montanas and the Marcus Allens. You just, you want to see him retire and just one player, just go the whole career in one team.
It's nice. I remember the, because you can't like, you people want to be mad about it. And you, and from an outsider's perspective, who's not a fan of, you know, the Patriots or Tom Brady. I mean, I respect, you know, his accomplishments for sure, but you know, I don't have any skin in the game. So you want to be like, hey, listen, the guy gave you six Super Bowl titles. Right. You can't be too mad at him. Let him go do what he wants. However, the team that I do have like a big, you know, thing with emotionally was the Lakers. And when, after Kobe had won three titles with the Lakers, they had a couple really rough years and he was threatening to leave. And I was ready to burn everything I had that had his name on it.
Really?
And I was so pissed. And knowing how that affected me at that time, despite him having won titles, you know, it wasn't like LeBron leaving Cleveland was, I get the outrage there because he hadn't given them anything yet, except for a couple years and a couple, you know, they hadn't won a title
yet.
And
he gave them false promises.
Yeah. And it was just that he left like such an idiot, but like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I get both sides. But if I had to guess, it was just a miserable experience being in a plant.
Okay, like, but if it was that miserable, he was there for 20 years.
Yeah.
Belichick was there for 20 years, right? I mean, they worked together almost the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The entire time.
Wouldn't you have left before now?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. None of it really makes sense to me. And if you endured 20 years, you can endure two or three more.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
I mean, like, I just want to know the reason. I just want to, because there's got to be a why. I mean, nobody wants to go to Tampa Bay. I mean, I know he's got a couple of good wide receivers to throw, but Tampa Bay?
Yeah, no.
No offense to anybody that might be listening that likes that team, but I've always just looked at them as like a joke. Yeah. I mean, he's replacing Jameis Winston or whatever, however you say it. Jameis Winston. Like, come on, dude. You're leaving the Patriots.
Yeah. Boston.
Suck it up.
It's a miserable town in the winter, though. Maybe he just got tired of being cold.
I wonder what the people in Boston think, like the fans, like you're saying. And I wonder if this was purposely announced now as to maybe try to bury the hatred towards, is it going to be towards Tom Brady or is it going to be towards the team?
Yeah, they literally cannot get together and like burn all his memorabilia because they'll be violating a city ordinance.
I mean, I definitely think
there can't be a riot right now.
I think it'll calm down. I think the Boston fans will respect him, but they are a rowdier bunch. Yeah. But I think in a year or two, you know, he will always be a Boston guy.
Yeah, I haven't seen or read any hate. Again, like there's so much other stuff like kind of dominating the headlines and the Twitter feeds and stuff, but I haven't seen anybody hate
but
on it.
But that's why I think people are so preoccupied with other things like staying alive it's like, okay. It's
slightly more important.
I mean, I still like my theory of ego, and Belichick said, look, I made you, I own you, and Tom Brady said, I'll do it on my own.
Yeah, maybe. And then Kraft had to pick between a guy that's got 2 or 3 years left or the coach. Like, you got to get rid of one of us.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean,
and
that could have been it.
Belichick a lot longer. So, I don't know, man. It's one of those head-scratching type deals. And I guess just this is like a person that likes to see, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So, I don't know. I hope there's a documentary.
Yeah.
That's probably all I want.
Yeah. Sure, there will be one day.
God, I love documentaries.
I am sure with whatever agreement they made, there's a, what do you call it when they're not allowed to
NDA.
Talk?
NDA.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sure there's that, but it'll end eventually. Kind of like, I did see a funny meme. Somebody said, hey, somebody called Drew Bledsoe. He can have his job back. Poor guy's living in Walla Walla making wine.
Drew.
He's a happy dude, though.
He got injured once. That was it.
Poor guy. poor guy. And then he had to go play in Buffalo.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't see Giselle really taking to the Tampa Bay scene, but we'll see.
She's got to have a big part in it.
Yeah,
know?
She seemed happy.
They've got houses everywhere. They're not going to spend that much time in Tampa Bay.
$30 million.
I think she might even make more money than he does.
She has been.
Probably.
In the past.
Anyway, that was my one thought. Anybody got anything else for the pod?
I'll just throw this out there because we didn't talk about it anywhere else. But there's a church that's right across the freeway from us right here. St. James Cathedral, biggest church in Seattle.
It's very nice.
Yeah, super nice. It's a big Catholic church. You know,
have either one of you been in it?
Oh, yeah.
That's where we went on the anniversary of Andrew's dad's death.
Oh,
we went and lit a candle.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it is like a very traditional Catholic cathedral. So like you'd see in any other major city around the world. And so it's Seattle's big Catholic cathedral. And it is literally, I don't know, 50, 75 feet from my front door. So they ring the bells every day at every hour. And it's actually really nice. It's like a comforting, it's like, I don't know, it feels like an Italian village or something because it's not too loud. We're just far
enough. So what happened?
Well, I'm kidding there.
They
ring the damn bells. So they ring the bells every hour. They stop at 8 p.m. and they always have. That's it. 8 p.m. I don't know what time they start, but it's not. It's after I get to work. I'm assuming it's probably 8 a.m. So they give because it's a residential neighborhood. They stop ringing the bells for 12 hours. I woke up last night at I had no idea what time it was, but the bells are ringing and I woke up and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I thought I'd overslept. I'd missed the show. The lights were on because Sophie was still awake. It was 11 p.m. and the bells were still ringing. And then I wake up at 3 and they're still ringing. So whatever, I don't know what their deal is, and I know they're not having services or something like that, but whoever, it must be like an electronic, like
the person
alarm
in charge
system.
Of turning it off.
Yeah, because I know nobody's up there just ringing them.
They went home and forgot to turn them off.
Some idiot left the bells on all night. And it's going to be like a thing. Like that was, it was terrifying this morning.
So
no, it's terrifying at 11 p.m.
How loud are they? I mean, I know it's impossible to equate it to something. How loud would it be if you were in your apartment?
It has nothing to do with the loudness that was jarring. It's just because my system is like so attuned to the bells. Like when I hear the bells at 8 p.m., I know, okay, I'm a little bit up past my bedtime. So like that's like
warning,
warning.
Yeah.
So that's just it. So it's like ding, ding, ding. It's just loud enough to hear it, but not be like disturbing. But I jumped up in bed and the lights were on and it was like I was so confused. It was 11 p.m. I'm like, what the
That's
hell is
jarring.
Going on?
It sounded like when you hear whatever noise you wake up to in the morning, that is your alarm. When you hear it outside of it being your alarm, it like sends off all kinds of triggers and, you know.
It's super, super weird.
Starts to sweat.
Yeah. It's like it messed me up psychologically. And then it was still going at 3 a.m. I'm like, dude, people must be freaking out.
I wonder if
or just you.
Somebody figure it out. Either they'll figure it out or it's going to be happening the rest of the week, which would be kind of a bummer.
I would think that there's enough people around there, and there's buildings and apartments a lot closer to those bells where it would be like maddening. Like some people were having a rough night.
No, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, it was just a trip.
I'm glad they shut the gun range down next to my house.
Yeah.
That would be even more jarring. Machine guns at 2 a.m.
Oh, God.
All right, so tomorrow for the Share Your Salary podcast, we have Michaela on, and she's a nanny from Bainbridge Island. So that ought to be interesting. And by the way, I'm just going to say this now because I'm the only one here with kids and I'm the only one that has had one. I'm pretty sure I've won all the nanny rounds.
You did not win the last one.
Didn't I?
The share nanny, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She made a lot of money.
That's right. Banked it up.
Bank.
All right. So tomorrow we will see you then. If you want to come back to us, we'll have Nanny Michaela on. We love you guys. Be safe and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.